Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance beneath the cover of October skies. You know the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound of the breezes that blow. And I'm trying to please to the calling.
What's up? What's up, everybody? Welcome aboard to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. And today's show is being brought to you by Audible. Audible Books. And, of course, you can get a free audiobook download and a 30-day free trial at www.audibletrial.com/The Bubba Show. Over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Kindle, Android, MP3 player, and just all about everywhere. Make sure you check it out. In the meantime, here we are, same crappy trade. The markets don't care about anything. They continue to grind and grind and grind. And, of course, it is ever so obvious that the grind that we're seeing is the grind of the middle American investor who, after all this time, has finally decided that it's safe. They didn't talk to Dustin Hoffman in The Marathon Man. They're not going to get the drill job with the rusty drill. It's safe. They got the okay that it's finally safe. And of course, at the same time, the commercials are shorting the crap out of this market. They are buying volatility futures. But of course, it doesn't really matter, because at the end of the day, the markets will go where the markets are going to go. And right now, that direction is up with new highs. And just barely, but again, just barely, all of a sudden it becomes a lot. And that becomes the story of the market right now, is it's crap. And not that it's going up. I don't really care which way it goes. I mean, as I've said many times before, I am long myself through, you know, my pension and my other stuff. So it's not like it's torturing me. It's torturing me because it's basically taking away my opportunity to make a living. Because there's just absolutely no trade. And without trade, it's hard to make a buck. And, you know, I'll just tell you, I'll just put it this way. It's a brutal condition which will resolve itself. This is the worst I've seen in probably 13 years. Because there's been absolutely zero opportunities. Now, again, if you just bought something, yeah, no, there's been a lot of opportunities that way. But the way that I look at opportunity is, if I'm wrong, do I have an opportunity to get out? And in these markets, today's markets, the way they're trading right now, if you make a bad trade, you're not getting out. You're going to get pounded. And that's what I look at. Now, the futures have been great. Okay, the short-term futures have been phenomenal. The day trading futures have been phenomenal. Our speculation trades have been great. But the actual day-to-day trading of, you know, like options and setting up positions has been brutal. Because why? Because they keep sucking the volatility out of the market. Markets without volatility, or life without volatility, is a very boring life, right? We all have a little volatility in our life. And of course, just you know, put it in and just think about, you know, if you woke up every morning and got up, went to work, came home, ate dinner, went to bed, and nothing happened every day, it would be pretty dull. And that's kind of what we're seeing right now. It's a market that is just as dull as can be. And again, as I said, nobody cares. You know, the investors, you know, the long-term investors are thrilled because there is no volatility. The long-term investors are thrilled because the markets just go up. However, only five stocks are responsible for 50% of the gain of the markets. So if you look at it from that standpoint, well, what's happened with the other stocks? There's a lot of stocks that are going lower. And again, I'm not saying that, you know, there's an issue or the problem. I'm just saying, hey, you know, if you're not in the five that are just going up, okay, then you're not really participating either. And of course, this will end eventually. And when? Who the hell knows? Okay, remember, this is a major test of will between traders, investors, market makers, and the market itself. Now, what do we know for 100% certainty? That the market is never wrong. Okay? We can think it's wrong, but it is never wrong. It is absolute. It is what your profit and loss is based on at the end of the day. Right? So we can say it's wrong. We can say it should go down, but right now it's not. So who are we to say that the market is wrong? Which, of course, we're not saying that. What I'm saying to you is just very simply this. Right? You can't fight it. And I promise you that the test of will that you're going through right now, emotionally, of trying to get in, trying to figure it out, is best served by observing and learning and not being involved right now. Okay? Unless you know what you're doing in a short-term view. Okay? Unless you understand how to trade, you know, futures in a very short-term outlook. There's really not a lot to do. And I would recommend, look at, I'm telling my people to stay the hell out. I mean, I'm trying to stay the hell out. Unfortunately, I got to watch it all day. So I'm not, it's hard to sit there. But this is this goes back to the test of will. You are being tested. You know, life is filled with tests. And this is a test. This is a test if you can outweigh the market. Because the first to blink here loses. Now, of course, what do we know? We know the market's never going to blink. Because, again, it goes back to it. It's absolute. Remember, the market never gets sick. The market never gets tired. It just trades every day. It's open. But we can beat the market if we are patient enough to sit through this and not try to force the action to take place. Okay? Again, this is where the market footprint comes into play. This is where things come into play. And speaking of that, tomorrow, Saturday, at 1 o'clock Eastern, I'm going to do a webinar on reading charts and talk about my spec trading and my day trading futures. But really, it's about, you know, talking about reading the footprint that the markets leave. You know, we talked about that yesterday with Chip Flory. So if you want to get into that, just shoot me an email. Okay. And I'll send you a link. You can come. It's free. Again, there's no obligation. You know, nothing I ever do has an obligation. I mean, again, I want you to learn. And if you feel that I can provide you value, then you'll buy something. If not, it's okay. I'm not. I won't be offended. My main objective in life is to help people understand and learn what's going on in the markets. I'm just a big fan of helping, and I know that, you know, my life has always been that, you know, if I do the right things and I do what I'm supposed to do, then I will be rewarded. Okay. And that's kind of the way that I live. And I don't want, you know, again, I don't want anybody to not come because they think it's going to cost them money. I want you to be there if you can. And you can, like I said, you can email me at bub@bubbattrading.com and I'll send you a link. But in the meantime, again, remember, these markets are the markets. There isn't an alternative market to go trade to. There are alternative products. And again, this goes back to day trading futures. Okay, you can do things in a much shorter time frame. Unfortunately, you can't do things on a big frame in the markets, nor can you day trade options and things like that because there's just not enough movement and you get creamed. In the meantime, for you listeners of The Bubba Show, this podcast or this show is being brought to you by Audible, and they're offering you a free audio book download with a free 30-day trial to give you the opportunity to check out their service. And I'm going to tell you, there's a great service. I love it. I use it all day, all the time. And personally, I recommend Fed Up. Of course, you know Danielle DiMartino Booth was on, so certainly I would check her out. Also, Creature from Jekyll Island. But again, I'm a big fan of Stuart Woods as well. I mean, I love the Stone Barrington character. But, you know, you can pick and download. There's tons of books. There's self-help. There's everything there. All you got to do is go to audibletrial.com/The Bubba Show. Again, that's audibletrial.com/The Bubba Show for your free audiobook. In the meantime, don't forget libertytalk.fm and download The Bubba Show every day. And of course, tomorrow, Sporting Edge with Xander. Check it out. They'll be talking the British Open, I'm sure. In the meantime, this is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. I'll be right back with more after the break. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz.
It's the time of the season.
Welcome back to Bubba's Bitch Session. Welcome back to the Bubba Show. And of course, this segment is being brought to you by Casper.com, the mattress people. You want a good night's sleep? And I need one. Go to getcasper.com. Great product, great mattress. And of course, today's show is being brought to you by Casper.com. You can receive a $50 towards any mattress purchase at www.caspertrial.com/The Bubba Show. In the meantime, so what pisses me off? Just about everything. All right, let's go through a list of things that irritate me. All right, it irritates me that we have a president that gets zero respect. Again, I've talked about this before, but I think you're supposed to respect the office of the president, not necessarily the person that's in it. But in the meantime, we get no respect, and of course, we get nothing done. And I think they'll get nothing done because this is going to continue to be the same old problem of the left against the right and the left and the right against the right, which is a problem. Obviously, very sad about John McCain. But in the meantime, the right is just as crap as the left because neither really gives a shit about you and me. That's the bottom line. So at the end of the day, I hear these TV commentators all day long. And, you know, I listen. Why? Well, first of all, I'm on a lot, so I want to make sure that I know what they're talking about so I can be prepared, because they can call me at any time and I have a camera in my office so I can go on right from my office if needed. But when you listen to people I respect many of them and I think they're smart, but what I don't understand is nobody kind of gets the basic picture of economics. Now, I'm not an economist. I'm far from that. I don't have a upper degree. I don't have a degree. So I'm not telling you that I've read all this stuff. But what I do know is that the first problem in this country that has to be solved is debt. Now, I'm all for tax cuts, but I'm not for tax cuts by creating more debt. Okay. You don't need tax cuts to increase the growth of this country. You don't need more manipulation. Have we not had enough manipulation over the last 10 years? I mean, basically, you can go back 30 years, or actually, to be exact, 38 years of manipulation. But it's really gotten out of hand since the collapse. But we don't need any more phony money in the market. We don't need any more phony BS by the Federal Reserve because they have no clue of what's going on. They are as bad as it gets when it comes to trying to run economic policy. What you need is you got to pay off the debt. And these programs, no matter what they want to do, the debt will increase, but we keep getting the promise that, well, we're going to increase the debt, but it's going to create growth. And I say BS. If you'd get the Fed out of the way, okay, if you let markets be free, okay, freedom, and let them trade, let interest rates trade the way they're supposed to. It's supposed to be, interest rates are supposed to be on a supply and demand model. You know, when there's a big demand, rates will be higher. When there's a small demand, rates will be lower. But we don't want to do that. We have a manipulated system with a phony fiat currency. Did you happen to see the euro currency yesterday? Jeez Louise, I don't know what the hell happened there. But again, this is unfortunate for all of us because the manipulation of central banks around the globe, the legalized Ponzi scheme that they're running is really just draining the assets of the middle class throughout the world. And the only way to regain control of the economy, the only way to regain the strength of America, the only way to regain everything is to eliminate the debt. And the only way that you can eliminate the debt is quit spending and wasting so much money. All right. You cannot, you know, I talk to high school kids all the time, and you don't have to be high school kids. I mean, I talk to a lot of people about this, but you know, one of the mistakes I made is I was making too much money when I was younger, and I didn't think about putting away for the future and away for rainy. Now, fortunately, I've been fortunate enough to be okay through it, but I could be, you know, having that private plane I always wanted to have had I done what I was supposed to do instead of partying all the time. And I tell kids, look, I don't care if you go to Starbucks occasionally, but to make yourself a habit of spending $5, $6 a day, 7 days a week at Starbucks. Think about that for a minute. That's, you know, 40, 50 bucks a week times 50. That's $2,000 a year. That's just in one perk for a crappy cup of coffee. Okay. Now, okay, so you want to go. So you take half of the trips to Starbucks. You put the other half in the stock market. The single greatest compounding element ever. Okay. And then all of a sudden you have some money. And I guarantee you won't miss the Starbucks. Right. When you get to that magic age of, you know, 21, well, actually, obviously kids start younger than that. But when you get to that magic age of 21 and you can legally go to a bar, you know, kids go to bar. I mean, my son, they go to the bars in downtown Chicago. They'll spend 50, 60 bucks on a few cocktails. Now, I don't like to spend money on drinks. I don't know. You know, I guess these guys are rich. They don't care. But I don't understand the value of spending $15 or $16 or $17 a drink. Okay. At a fancy posh place. All right. But again, I get it. You're the thing. They want to go out and play. They want to, you know, either chase boys or girls, which depending on what you're looking at. But, you know, you got a daughter looking at boys. You got a son looking at girls or whatever. Again, it doesn't matter. They look at both. But at the end of the day, okay, here, the whole point comes down to is, okay, go out occasionally. But you have to go out all the time and continue to spend money that you could just put away. But if the government would institute these policies and quit giving away the money, all right, and quit with the BS, again, I guarantee you, if I could get in there, okay, I could find, obviously I couldn't find $19 trillion, but I could find billions that we could start paying back debt where we would cut and nobody would know it. Because we mentioned this last week, there are so many illegal people. And I'm not talking about the illegal Mexicans. I'm talking about people that come from other countries with the whole thought of larceny in their heart, knowing that they can scam the disability system, knowing that they can scam the Social Security system, knowing that they can scam the welfare system, and create multiple checks, okay, without doing a thing for them. They didn't pay anything into it. They have no right to it. But they have figured out a way, because that's how dumb the people that run those programs are. So you tell me, okay, if we cut out the waste of people that are getting money that don't deserve it, all right, that didn't earn it, all right, that aren't even citizens of this country, okay, if we cut out their garbage, how much money do you think that we'd save? All right. And that's without even trying to cut back on anything. You know, that doesn't talk about cutting back on the crackheads that are sitting home collecting unemployment and drinking booze and getting high on my dollar, okay, and your dollar, all right? So when do we, you know, start to say enough, all right? When is it that we give up and quit with the garbage and let these idiots control the whole situation that have no clue? All right. Again, I repeat this. I've said this maybe 1,000 times on these airwaves and everywhere else I've been. If you or me did the things that the federal government does, that the Federal Reserve does, that all of these bigwigs do, we would be in one of two places, and it would be jail or bankruptcy court. But yet here we are, the middle class, funding all of this garbage. Now, you tell me where the fair and equal deal is there. Okay, this is why I have a problem. Okay, this is why I don't understand. And this is why I don't want to hear we need this cut, that cut, and this cut. It's going to cost us. I want to hear we're going to cut back on all these stupid entitlements, and we're going to do one hell of a job sweeping through the system to find out who's getting it doesn't belong, who doesn't deserve it. In the meantime, I need a nap, so let's go to Casper.com and get a mattress. For you guys, listen, of the Bubba Show, Casper's offering $50 towards any mattress purchase at Casper.com. It's a great mattress. I love it. I think it's just one of the most comfortable mattresses ever. Anyways, if you want to receive a $50 towards any mattress purchase, to go to CasperTrial.com/The Bubba Show. Again, That's CasperTrial.com/TheBubba Show. You get $50 off any mattress purchase. Check it out. In the meantime, go to LibertyTalk.fm. Give me a break. I need some dough. You want to give it away? Give it to me. Go download the show and let's get some sponsors and let's get some funding going here. Okay, I got to fund the high school program. It's expensive. In the meantime, this is The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. We'll step out for a break and I'll be right back with more. Get the blood pressure going, man. I got about 180 over 120 right now. We'll be right after the break. The Bubba Show. What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here. The long-awaited Bubba Report, bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Cialdini, the cow guy, as seen on CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got The Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and puts you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report. Welcome back to The Bubba Show. It is Todd Bubba Horowitz, and of course, we are being brought to you by Casper.com, because I need a nap. I'm exhausted from all this energy I have to spend trying to figure out the government. But anyways, you can receive $50 towards any mattress purchase at CasperTrial.com/TheBubba Show. Go check out the trial anyways. Give me a couple of pops on the link there anyways. In the meantime, so we're working on cutting down the deficit. Now, we're never going to cut down the deficit. And why should they? Okay. If you had the ability to spend as much money as you wanted because you knew that you could just print more, or the Fed would print more, and you were going to get yours anyways, what do you care? Okay. Do you realize that this has been the greatest 8 to 10 years for the wealthy, maybe in history? You know, there's a lot of big stories about wealth being created in times of trouble for most, and this is one of them. But you realize that the Federal Reserve laid out a golden, I don't know what the hell I'm looking for, what word I'm looking for. Let's just say a tray. I don't know. Anyways, it should be a golden shower, but they laid out a golden tray, and they said, here's, you can scam all the money you want. We're going to make it available to you, because you're so rich now and you can afford to get richer. So why don't we let you make all this money? It's because we're going to cut rates down, because nobody else in this country, none of the average people can afford to get involved here. So we're going to give you a gift and create an income stream for you that is beyond belief. And you're going to take your fortune that is now $1 billion, and we're going to make it $5 billion for you. Okay. All at the expense of your employees that you have, if you're an employer, all at the expense of the middle class, because we don't care, right? We don't give a rat's potato about the middle class, because we're trying to destroy them. We're trying to eliminate the middle class in the United States of America like they've been trying forever. Now, we, for some reason, don't rise up against this. But it's as obvious as the nose on your face what they are doing, because you and me have to work X amount harder to make the same thing we made before and live a worse lifestyle. And I'm sure some of you are singing along, doing a party tune, and are in a good area, have a good job, and haven't been affected, which is typical of the way things happen. And I'm not mad at that. I'm not mad at anything. I'm mad that I get screwed. I'm mad that, more importantly, people that are less fortunate than me get screwed worse. Okay? As I'm old, you know, I'm past all this stuff, and there ain't much damage they can do to me at this point in time in my life. But I'm really upset and concerned about the real middle class. And of course, I obviously have kids come at my kids and my grandchildren. But anybody out there that has struggled throughout this time listening to the facts that, well, everything's getting better. We're in great shape. We've never been better. We've got full employment. But we can't get a health care program, so you got lousy insurance. Don't get sick. And of course, you're not going to have Social Security when you get done. And of course, oh, by the way, the job you were making, paying $50,000 a year, we're going to pay you $20,000 now. Oh, okay. So we should be happy. Let's be happy with that and go on home. And of course, this is directly related to the clueless Federal Reserve. I mean, I don't care what anybody says. I mean, to me, it's a pretty simple model. Okay. You destroy free markets. You destroy the opportunity for people to get in business. That means you destroy anybody who doesn't have the big money. So now you've created the entire environment for the extremely wealthy that they can just glom away. You know, they're talking about how good the earnings are in these companies right now. And I go, really? Okay. So let's look at them. Well, if we have no capital X or CapEx spending, so that means there's no capital expenditures. Every company that I've heard report is contracting. All right. In other words, they're giving up their employees. They're less employees, more profit. All right. And we talked about this right out of the gun. Of course, maybe you might not all been listening at that time, but I said right out the gun that this was just a scam, basically. Because basically what happened is it allowed companies to clean their workforce, get rid of all the trash, get all the non-workers, and then put the pressure on the people that wanted to stay and work. All right. And I have no problem with that. Listen, I'm a big fan of hard work, so I don't have a problem with getting rid of the trash. But what happens now is there is so many people that need jobs. You know, you can talk that unemployment, that 4.4% or whatever it is, and you can talk that full employment crap all you want. Okay, tell that story walking, because it don't meet here, all right? Because we know that that's not a fact. We know that there is not enough people working, and the ones that are working aren't making any money. Okay, so you know, you can talk that crap anywhere. The companies that pay have all basically contracted. They've been able to buy back their own stock. And instead of paying the 3% or 3.5% dividend to their stockholders, they took the money and they're paying the 3.5% to the bank to pay off the loans that they took to buy back the stock. So now they own the stock, all right, and they own everything. In the meantime, they're screwing the little guy, which is shocking, okay? But in the meantime, yes, their profits are much better. Okay, so yes, the overall look is great, but the growth, the capital expenditures, it's not growing through building, it's growing through contracting. So if that's what we want, and of course that is the objective here, I think, is to contract everybody and basically, look, we know the Democrats, we know the left want a single payer healthcare system, okay? We know there's a big charge to get socialism here. Now, you want to be like Venezuela? You want to be like any of these countries that are under a socialist regime? I mean, if you are, I think you're nuts. But that's a story for another day. We could argue that another day. But in the meantime, we are looking to become Europe. And do you really want to become Europe? And I think that is the difference here, is that, you know, this is the very same things that we fought about 200 years ago, 250 years ago. Okay. Yeah. Again, I don't understand why we can't see it. But of course, it goes back to what I started with earlier about the TV people, the pundits who many people listen to. And again, there's nothing wrong with listening to them. But again, they have no clue. Well, the market's going to go up because. All right. Now they go, you know, they're all on the market's never going down again, which is a big problem. They're all on that the tax cuts and stuff are not priced in, okay? Which, okay, maybe they're not. I think they are, but again, I'm not going to, that's an opinion. I'll let that slide. But they're also all on that, well, if we get this done, the markets are going to go to the moon. And I say, when we finally get it done, it'll be the same as always, is you bought the rumor, and then finally the news came out and collapse, bing bong. You sell the news. Now, that hasn't changed in as long as I've been trading. Buy the rumor, sell the news. So yet here we are once again, all right, listening. And of course, remember, most of the pundits are reading off a teleprompter. Most of them don't understand the actual workings of a real market. And there's a few out there that do. So again, I don't want you to think that they're all bad. And I happen to know many that are not. I won't tell you who they are. But the simple point is this, that they don't understand. They're there to sell airtime. Their opinion, they just like when the markets go up because people are happier. So they're going to watch. You know, listen, the market's going down every day. You ain't tuning in business channels to see what your portfolio is doing. You're hiding in the corner because you're afraid that you're going to lose all your money. So let's not get carried away. So all they're doing is they're chirping it up because they love it when the market's up. Because why? Because everybody wants to check their portfolio. When the markets are going up, everybody wants to look at what their portfolio is doing. Okay? That's the point. When markets are going straight up, everybody wants to look. Everybody wants to watch TV because it's all good news. The market's going up. Oh, man, I'm getting rich. My portfolio, my 401k is going up. It's going up. And you know what's going to happen? Well, they're getting all the retail investors pumped up. They're getting them in. And, of course, you know, someday, who knows when, you'll see, oops, sorry. And that'll be goodbye and good luck. And we'll have another correction. We might have another meltdown. And again, I'm not telling you that markets are going to collapse forever, because I've said it here 1,000 times that the markets are going to go up 9% year over year. And certainly, we wouldn't be considered, we wouldn't think the markets are ever going to collapse. They're going to collapse for a given period of time, like they've done in every market before, and like they will do in the future. Again, there's nothing new in the street. This is not like a revelation. Okay. It happens all the time. And I think that, you know, you have to understand that whole deal. That's what's happening. And the problem is that the government is letting it happen. The Fed is letting it happen. And even the people that could control it are letting it happen. Why? Because what do they care? Anyways, this is being brought to you by Audible Books. And, of course, for you listeners of The Bubba Show, Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a 30-day free trial. 30-day free trial, okay, to give you the opportunity to check out their service. Great service. I love it. Use it all the time. Of course, you know I like Fed Up. I also like the Stuart Wood series. You know, he's got a couple of characters, but I like the Stone Barrington character. But check it out. I think that they've got many other stuff, books there as well. Got some self-help and some, you know, other fiction and things. So I think you should check it out. To download your free audiobook today, go to audibletrial.com/TheBubbaShow. Again, that's audibletrial.com/TheBubbaShow. And don't forget to go to libertytalk.fm and download The Bubba Show every day. And, of course, The Sporting Edge on the weekends. And, of course, just a reminder, I'm doing a webinar tomorrow, Saturday, on reading charts and talking about speculation trading and day trading. And it's free. I urge you to check it out. In the meantime, this is The Bubba Show, and I am Todd Bubba Horowitz. I'm going to step out here a break, and I will be right back with more of The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz, we're coming right back. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz with you. And of course, this segment is being brought to you by BarkBox. That's BarkBox.com. You got to take care of your pooch. They do a great job with dogs and sending you the things that you need. And they're giving you a free month when you sign up for them. And you go to BarkBox.com. But to get the free trial, you go to getbarkbox.com/TheBubbaShow. Again, that's getbarkbox.com/TheBubbaShow to receive an extra month of BarkBox for free. Take care of your pooch. It is the weekend. We got it. We can't go be negative the entire show. So we'll have to look for something positive. Now, I have to scour. For some positive data, because, you know, again, part of the problem here is that there isn't a lot of things that are positive. You know, I think the employment situation is very tough right now. Again, if you're a coder, you're singing a song because obviously there's a million jobs for you. But if you're a normal guy, okay, then, you know, you're you are what you are, right? You got to do the best you can. And we're always fighters, the middle class. We're always fighting to survive. You know, they're always trying to wipe us out. But you know, I hope that there's going to be some things that will come to fruition. You know, we need to see, what we really need to see is the bond traders take over the interest rate market and stick it up the Fed, which they have the, I think they have the ability to do. I guess the Fed can continue to print, but I don't know at what point, you know, again, these are things I don't know at what point that they have to stop. I think that, you know, the bond market is, it would give the Fed a good run for its money. You know, the bond market fixed income is, you know, worldwide and the biggest market in the world by maybe 20 times over everything else. And I think that, you know, we need to see the big banks broken up a bit. You know, I don't think it's right that we are all kind of forced. See, this is where, you know, everybody talks about monopolies and you know, they're talking about Amazon right now, which is a great company. Look, I don't get the valuation of stock, but the company itself, I mean, Jeff Bezos, you can like it or not, man's a genius. Okay, he is trying to personally take over the world. And of course, there's already talk about, well, they're going to talk about him as a monopoly. They're going to try to break him out. And what I want to know, and maybe somebody has a clue here for me that can help me, because I don't know. When are they going to break up the big banks? Because in my opinion, and I don't know, I have no factual basis for this, so that's not, you know, going to run and say, well, Bubba said, I have no facts, this is speculation. But my guess is that the big banks are in bed together. Anyways, my speculation is that they all kind of work together. It's kind of like the destruction of small banks, the destruction of competition, so that J.P. Morgan, Chase, Bank of America, Morgan Stanley, Wells Fargo, Goldman Sachs, and a couple of the other real biggies can take over everything and screw all the little banks. Because the whole model, the whole regulation system is not set up correctly to protect the little guy. Because the little guy, you know, again, I give you the example. If the regulators call on the little guy, okay, he's dead. He's got to be tied up, going through audits, and he's going to get fined. Or if he doesn't get fined, it's going to cost him so much money on the whole deal that it'll kill him anyways, which is why it has trouble for the small banks to compete in the big industry, where the big banks just tell the regulators to go scratch, pay their fines, and get the hell out of here. I believe that that destroys the free market banking system, okay? I believe that is really destructive to small business, because I believe that most small business would prefer to do business with a community bank or a local bank, somebody that you know, right? Somebody that's not going to have 1,000% turnover employees every week, all right? And I think that the overall pounding that the big banks do on these little guys, I think that they're intentionally creating destruction to get rid of them. Listen, some of them they're going to try to buy up, which they always do. But all they're doing is buying out the competition. And I think that that's not the American way. I don't know why we let the regulator, the banks, get away with this. You know, we have such stringent regulations, yet here you've got banks that had to be bailed out that stole our money to pay themselves, okay, and to be able to create more money on their own, not to mention the help of the Ponzi scheme running legalized Fed. Okay, the legalized Ponzi scheme that is being run by the Fed, if I rephrase that. But here they are destructing any competition. So again, if you destroy the competition, then the average guy's got no shot of getting any money, number one, getting money to help, number two, and catching a break anywhere. And I think that's a shame. I think when you look, you know, you go to middle America, you know, where all the farmers are, you know, throughout, I guess it will go from, let's say, I don't know, Nebraska or Wyoming all the way to, you know, Ohio maybe. And there's more, but that would be a big bulk of them. And they depend on being able to get money from the banks to plant and then to get through. And they need big lines of credit because it ain't cheap to be a farmer. and they get screwed. Okay, and then what happens is if they get money from the local banker, the small banker, they get when the markets go too far or against, okay, what the bank is lending against, the bankers get nervous and they puke because they're under such heavy pressure because they're always at the threat of being taken out. So I think that's indeed a problem in this world that we're trying to break the spirit and the drive of the smaller business, because we're already putting out basically the, you know, when's the last time you saw a community bank? Back in the day, okay, I think there was one, you know, almost on, you know, in every town or every, you know, there's two in every town, whatever. They were all over the place because that's how we worked. You know, you could work more on a handshake. And I'm not saying they should work on handshakes anymore. I get part of it. But we're so afraid of all the shadows. And the big banks are so afraid that the little bank might actually make a living. Okay? You know, I hate when people hate when you make a living. Right? To me, that's a sad, sad state of affairs. But more importantly, as we get close, let's talk about the British Open. And, of course, if you're a golf fan, there is no better tournament if you're a golf fan because, you know, if you're working and you're up early, it starts at 1 o'clock. It starts at 2 o'clock in the morning, and it's on until, like, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So it's the one that you can watch during work, and, you know, you don't miss much, and you can't be there the whole time. And, of course, poor Sergio had a bad first round, and doesn't look much better in the second round. Spieth looks like he's back. You know, let's see what happens. And, you know, it's going to be a great weekend. And it's always a great term to watch. And again, I like it because I'm up early. So it gives me something to watch. But, you know, again, make sure that, you know, if you like it, it'll be a great tournament. But also remember that today's show is brought to you by Audible Books. And, of course, you can go to I'm sorry, this segment's been brought to you by BarkBox. My bad, I think. I don't remember now. Anyways, I'll give you BarkBox. And, you know, go to BarkBox.com, but you go to GetBarkBox.com/TheBubba Show. That's GetBarkBox.com/TheBubba Show. And you get a free extra month of your subscription, so I guarantee you to check it out. It's great for the dogs. And in the meantime, you know, LibertyTalk.fm, that's where I live. You can come and download me every single day. Take me with you. Take me on the road. Take me on vacation. Don't miss me. And, of course, you get the Xander tomorrow on the Sporting Edge. I'm sure they'll be talking plenty of British Open as well. But in the meantime, everybody have a great weekend. It's always great to be and share some time with all of you. And I get to talk and, you know, I get to bitch and moan. But in the meantime, I appreciate you being here. And everybody have a great weekend. Thank you so much. We'll see you back here on Monday. This is the Bubba Show, Top Bubba Horse. Thank you, everybody. We'll see you later.
Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.